Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for Believing Together. This is Pastor Hawtrey, and I want to read today out of Deuteronomy chapter 2. Let me explain what's going on here. We all know that Moses and the children of Israel, as they God brought them out of bondage in Egypt and brought them through the Red Sea and all the things that God did. They ate manna every day, and they had that cloud during the day and the pillar of fire by night. And so we know all that God had done. But we also know that when it came to the promised land, that they went in and Joshua and Caleb came back with two good reports, but they had 10 bad reports. And because of lack of faith, lack of trust in God, they didn't go to the promised land. And so what was an 11-day journey ended up taking over 40 years because of their lack of faith. And God said that that first generation, that none of them would see the promised land. And now in Deuteronomy chapter 2, that first generation had died off, and now it was the second generation. In verse 1, it says, "Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward." Verse 7, it says, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee and all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing." You know, the Israelites were still in the wilderness. The original bunch had all died in the wilderness. But because of their disobedience, they had been in the wilderness 40 years. So God's talking to the second generation. And unfortunately, the second generation at this point wasn't much better. They had been walking around the same mountain, the Bible says, for many days. They were basically just walking around in circles. They had no direction, no vision. They're just wasting the days of their lives. God comes and says, "You've been traveling around this mountain long enough. Turn northward. Quit going east and west, go north. Quit doing exactly what you've always done. It's time to move on. It's time to grow. It's time to take some initiative. It's time to find some direction. It's time to get a new vision. It's time to stop wasting your lives. It's time to get out of this rut. Move on to what God has promised to do for you." You know, as I look at this story and as we have shared at times, I see a couple things, and I want to challenge you today. Maybe you have been where you're at spiritually long enough. Maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time to get a new vision. Maybe it's time to get a new burden. Maybe you've been doing what you've been doing so long that you've grown comfortable with it, and it's just a habit that you're in, or maybe even a rut that you're in. But what have you done new for God lately? Have you grown? May I say this, according to this verse, they had been there long enough, and one of the reasons we know that is because they had stopped moving forward. They were just going in circles. And you know what? You know if you've been where you're at long enough, if you stop moving forward. You see, in this passage, it wasn't that they weren't moving. They kept marching around. They were busy. They were moving. They were working, but they weren't making any progress. And you know, that's the way it is with a lot of Christians. We're busy, we're involved, we're doing a lot, but when we lay our head down at night, we have not made any progress in our relationship with God. We're busy, but we're not moving forward. And I want to challenge you, maybe it's good for us to look at our life and say, you know what? How long has it been since I've just prayed more and prayed different and upped my game spiritually. Just spent more time with God, spent more quality time with God, got a new vision, got a new burden, got a new energy to serve God. How long has that been? You know what I find here about these folks too is that we know they had been there too long because they were living in the past. They kept marching around that mountain, going back to where they had already been. And I know a lot of people, they can't get past where they were for God to take them somewhere new. They're stuck in the past. For some people, the past was so good, they don't want to leave it. And for some people, the past was so bad, they can't get past it. And dear friend, God has a future for you. Don't forget that. I also noticed that this second generation, it's not that they loved being in the wilderness. It's not that they loved not having homes. It's not that they loved having to put tents up, then break tents back down and keep marching and keep traveling and in that wilderness over and over again. It's not that they enjoyed that, but they had just grown so comfortable with it that they were fine where they were. And they didn't even enjoy where they were. You know, I know a lot of Christians that deep down, they don't enjoy where they are spiritually, but it's just become a way of life. They want to be more dedicated. They want to experience God's blessings deeper, but they just don't know how to quit walking in circles. I noticed this, that this generation, they had grown content to settle for less than God's best. I mean, God had a land flowing with milk and honey, but I guess they just gotten used to the manna and they gotten used to what they were doing, and it wasn't what was best, but they had grown content with it. Not only that, we know they had been here long enough because they got complacent. Bible says then in chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "And ye murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he brought us forth." They're complaining in their own homes. And dear friend, if you found yourself to be complacent lately, that's a sign you need to grow, that you've just been stuck in a rut spiritually. And when you get there, you start complaining. I also notice in chapter 1, verse 28, it says, "Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our heart." Now they were discouraging each other. That's when you know it's time to move on. It's time to grow. It's time to do something new in your life. Listen to me as we close this morning. God had not given the mountain they were marching around. God had not given that mountain to them. He had given the promised land to them, but they were stuck at that mountain. They kept circling a mountain that wasn't theirs instead of possessing a land that was. And may I say this, there's a whole lot more that God had in that land for them than he had at that mountain, but they had grown content. I want to challenge you today, don't miss out on what God has for you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.